Right, I'm excited about this one. It's bringing out the geek in me. Not very well hidden, the geeky side of me, but it's bringing it out nonetheless. I love finding out about how music is recorded and produced. A bit of technical information for you. Classical music is generally recorded with an array of microphones all around the performers, and each of these microphones is recorded separately onto its own track. That means that you can muck around with it to some extent, you know, add a little bit of reverb, something like that, or change how loud or soft certain parts of the recording are. This is where it gets interesting. Who gets to make these decisions? Is it the conductor or the performers? Or is it somebody else, like a producer? Better get some expert help for this. Conductor Benjamin Northey, you've done dozens and dozens of recordings. Are you the head honcho here? You know, the one that sits at the back of the mixing room shouting orders?
As much as I'd like to think that was the case, Russell, I'm afraid in this instance it's not really. It's much more of a collaboration, but I would say the head honcho would be the producer. The recording producer is really driving the conversations around the mixing of things. Of course, I have input. But largely speaking, you know, this is a different process than just... In a live concert, the conductor is the mixer. In a recording, the producer is the mixer. The conductor can go in and have a listen. The artists can have a listen. But ultimately, the producer makes those decisions. And they have to take all of the different advice from every aspect of the recording process, and all of the artists have got different opinions, and the producer has to kind of filter all of those and come up with an acceptable result, and which they always do, especially here in Australia.
Okay, I think I better talk to a music producer then. Virginia Reed, she's an award-winning producer of classical music who happens to be the head of ABC Classics live music team. So Virginia, Ben Northey says you're the head honcho. Is that true?
Yes.
Ah, I knew it. We found who's in charge. We've got to the top.
But there's always a big but. I mean, what I'm doing is, as a producer, you know, I'm letting the conductor and the musicians do their thing. They do their internal balancing. And yes, of course, the conductor, you know, he's controlling the orchestra. And but then at the end of the day, I will mix it to how I think it should sound. But then I always do send it off to the conductors so they can have a listen. And if there's anything they don't like, I will invariably try and meet their requests.
You're being very diplomatic here.
Music is not a very democratic process.
Well, I was just coming to that because, like, you're the producer. As you say, you're in charge of a recording, but you're there in a room with a conductor. You're there, and maybe you've got a soloist or two. Everyone's got an opinion. Do you ever get into hot water?
You can. Certainly, there is a little bit of a hierarchy. If you've got a soloist and a conductor, you pretty well always try and keep the soloist happy. And then the conductor, usually the two are okay. Usually that all works out.
Well, that's good to know, isn't it? Virginia Reed, one of the most respected producers of classical music recordings here in Australia. So what's that post-production process like for a conductor? Here's Ben Northey again.
This is sometimes just the longest drawn out process. So I won't name names, but there have been significant disagreements about how prominent certain solo instruments should be on recordings. And someone has to give up at some point. That's the only way those email trails end. They can drag out for months. And the poor engineers and producers and mixers, I don't know how they cope, having these artists finicky about everything and saying, oh, can you just, you know, find a better take for this section here? Or can you mix this a little bit lower here? And yes, it does drag on a little bit, I'm afraid.
All very interesting. So this music I play on the radio, sure, it's the result of great performances, but there's so much more behind the scenes, discussions, collaborations, to-ing and fro-ing, and in the end, well, the producer is always right.